Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for Thursday, April 17th, 2008. Three Palestinians die in Gaza due to Israeli attacks, while in the West Bank, Israeli troops kill two Palestinians. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Palestinian sources reported that three Palestinian fighters died on Thursday, two due to previous wounds and one during clashes with the Israeli army at midday today. Osama Abu Anza of the Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement, was killed when armed clashes with the Israeli army took place at the Karam Abu Salam border crossing, located in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Medical sources said that Abu Anza was killed and another fighter was injured in the clashes. Israeli sources said that the two fighters were attempting to enter the Israeli side when the clashes took place. Meanwhile, the Al-Qassam Brigades today stated that two of their fighters have died. Abdullah Suleiman died today after succumbing to wounds he sustained on Monday in Jabalia refugee camp in central Gaza, while Mohammed Al-Matawak, 22, died due to wounds he sustained on Sunday during an Israeli army attack targeting Jabalia town. During a pre-dawn attack on Thursday, which targeted Gabatia town located in the northern West Bank city of Jenin, Israeli troops killed two Palestinian resistance fighters. Local sources in Gabatia said that Israeli troops and a bulldozer invaded the town, then surrounded a house that was under construction. Two fighters from the Al-Quds Brigades were inside. Clashes between the Israeli soldiers and the fighters took place for several hours. The clashes ended when troops used explosives to attack the house, killing the two fighters inside. Medical sources identified the two resistance men as Belal Ikhmael, 26, and Izzel Dain Iwidat, 19. Ikhmael is the leader of the Al-Quds Brigades in the northern part of the West Bank. Sources from the Islamic Jihad said. Also in the West Bank, the Israeli army kidnapped 26 Palestinians from several parts of the West Bank on Thursday at dawn. The army invasions were focused in the southern West Bank cities of Hebron and Bethlehem, as well as northern West Bank cities of Nablus and Jenin. Eyewitnesses reported that 11 Palestinians were kidnapped from Nablus after 50 military vehicles stormed the city and nearby refugee camp of Balata. Troops searched and ransacked homes, the witnesses added, before kidnapping the civilians. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Louisa White and Ghassan Benoura.